Welcome back to Lesbian Sisters Podcast. I'm Charlie, and sitting next to me is my lovely sister,
Candace.
If you'll notice, our sound is different. After 7 years, we have gotten 2 mics.
Wow.
Happy whatever number episode this is.
Congratulations to us.
So we're going to be watching Easy Season 3, Episode 3 with Sophia Bush.
And oh my God. I'm so excited.
I know everyone, Tree Hill fake fan that just watched it because of her.
Really excited. Any gay person who ever watched that show, which was me back in the day.
And
was
me.
Only, yeah, you too, I guess.
I guess, God.
Okay. Was only watching it for her.
But don't you Oof. Like that?
It was okay. It wasn't that good.
That's like Netflix motto. Basically what you just said, which is I'd had a few drinks. I wasn't that sure. It was okay. I don't know. It wasn't that good. Netflix.
I mentioned the drinks.
Bisque. I mentioned the alcohol.
That was a Seinfeld reference.
Yeah, they all are.
Because if you're listening to this, you've probably been listening to us for a long time.
The Russian prostitutes. I think you have to call them sex
workers now. The KGB
listens
to us.
Yeah, that's about it. I'm going to be in such a bad mood. These girls were such a pain. We did the first season.
Okay, yeah, I know what show this is.
They have like a really boring job where they edit people talking about
charity events. I've seen this 3 times now, and I didn't know what they were actually editing together, but I do know that they're editing something.
I know. I don't know what it is. I love it. She's like, just her in her office working so we all have this collective breath together. And I was like, girl, you're so attractive. Like, keep talking.
In all honesty, all we're thinking is, oh my God, it's Sophia Bush. I haven't seen her forever. She's so hot.
She has aged so well. Fine wine. So, Dang. Okay, now these girls are at a coochie conference. And this is actually pretty funny. We can't really hear because the sound is bad. But they're all talking about how
everyone, like, it falls labels off. Oh, well, this chick was, like, saying that she don't talk to anybody anymore. And I was like, yeah, I relate to that. Like, she's, like, a fake friend.
No, she breaks up. But she does the Irish breakup where she just
don't talk to people anymore.
Ghosts them, I guess. Yeah. And, like, you know, ghosting is just everywhere. And this other girl's just like, okay, this is hilarious. Because there's Joe and Chase, I believe. I believe Chase is the really obnoxious one that breaks up with the unattractive one with the long hair.
So Chase is the pretty black girl.
Pretty black girl.
And then Joe is the
ugly wig wearing.
She's not ugly.
Super plain Janie Jane.
She's not
plain Janie Jane.
She's
we'll call her plain Janie Jane.
Yeah, she's a little more plain.
The wannabe stripper burlesque. So burlesque is stripping. We covered this in the last one. Burlesque is stripping in French. And she is a burlesque dancer who, surprise, surprise, I guess is using this girl for rent. So when they break up, she has to move out. This is what's funny, though. Before they break up, this girl, Chase, talks about how she's like, I just don't like to label things. I just like to experience people. Okay, guys, if anyone says that to you, they're cheating on you. And they're like trying to gauge it and see how you like deal with that no labels version of it.
Wait, is that the conversation we're having already? Okay, yeah.
That's what
they're having the conversation now.
She's saying this at the party. She's like, why can't we just experience people? And why do we have to have labels like monogamy and platonic and all this crap?
And she starts talking about it at the... Which her girlfriend is very unsuspecting at this point. She's just there.
She's like, dragged. Oh, my girlfriend's
She
annoying.
Was dragged here.
It is
She's
what it
not
is.
Listening, no. as we all do. All of us who are with crazy
Have
people like this.
Do that.
Yeah. And then she, yeah, anyone has a girlfriend.
So they broke up.
Oh, you didn't have the same. She did.
I skip over the drama.
Basically, like, yeah, the drama was she
was like, let's not renew our lease.
Yeah.
Boom. And then the other girl was like, oh.
She was like, I didn't realize that we were breaking up.
Can I still, like, hold your stuff for you?
Yeah, let me go through all your stuff and pack it up for you. And just let me know if I did it right.
And just let me know when you're over this phase and you've slept with enough people to realize that no one's going to pay your rent like I do.
Yeah, or look that good. I mean, honestly, she looks pretty good for somebody who's paying the bills. I gotta say.
No comment.
You just don't like her because
she
doesn't
shave. No, the other one doesn't shave either. Personally, I think that everyone should. I've gone through this, men and women. That's just a thing for me.
We,
I think that hair
we
is
laser
attractive.
So we understand what it's like to suffer
I put in
for the
work.
Cause. Yeah, we suffer for
Yeah,
the
I'm
cause.
Not that type of girl who's like, you have to shave and I'm not going to. Not to call anyone out, but that happens with some people.
As long as I'm not doing it, you have to do it.
That is so your type. Okay, so anyway, they're having a conversation about, now they're at the bar. And she's talking about what she loves. Like, she loves spontaneity, but she's scared that they'll end or they'll stay together.
Are you reading this? Yes.
I'm translating them for
myself. I rewatched this, and it is basically like what they admit to each other is that they've been working together, and ladies, this is how it goes. Uh-oh. They're both freaking gay, and they've worked together for a year. They've both had a crush on each other, and as soon as the relationship ends, now they're going to bang. In real life, they would have banged already, especially if one of them looked like Sophia Bush.
Sophia Bush's character is a little unrealistic. She was
like, I just didn't want you to think I'm your creepy boss.
Exactly.
Who's like, you know, wanting, what is that, like a creepy boss who's attracted to
your
wife?
The Me Too boss.
I don't know.
It's a Me Too
boss. Yeah, it didn't make any sense to me.
I mean, it is like very inappropriate. If she wasn't a hot girl, if she was a guy, I'd be like, oh, I'm turning this off.
If she was a guy, then she wouldn't be having drinks with her, though. This is like total office romance stuff.
I support it, even though I don't like the other girl, just because I think Sophia Bush, I just.
What if it was Sophia Bush? Okay, who do you want to see here?
An attractive woman.
But no.
An extra in the background who looks. This is New York.
An extra.
It's in Brooklyn. Well, come on. Like, pull someone off the street. A waitress. The bartender. Any of them.
Oh, okay. So she hasn't admitted that she has a crush on her yet. That was a spoiler.
That's when she was looking at her girlfriend's Snapchat or Insta stories.
Yeah, she's looking at her, pining after her.
No,
you know.
They always look better than they are. No one's having that good of a time if they're filming it. That's true.
Yeah, but
that
she still looks physically beautiful, though.
Whatever. She's still obnoxious. And there's so many physically beautiful women that are, like, mute.
I just like that I think the one or two people that she does sleep with are after so this happens are really ugly. Like, I mean... They're not really ugly, but they're
okay, Candace. We've been through this. They're very unattractive. I'm not saying they're unattractive.
And they're definitely not on her level. Like, the plain one is plain, but she's pretty. You know, she's pretty.
That is not what plain Jane means, Candace.
I think that plain can be pretty. But I have a different standard than you.
Yeah, I know. It's not working for the podcast at all. She's laughing at you. She's like, I'm serious.
She's like, I'm so ugly.
She's not ugly. She's boring and she's plain. So who cares what her looks are not good either. I just remember her bad haircut. I can't get over it. You could put wig on a pig. It's still a pig.
No, it's lipstick on a pig.
Yeah, but you could put a wig on a pig.
A wig on a
and
pig.
You would still
she's
notice.
Like, I just like things to rhyme.
I like that better. You could put a wig on a pig. Still a pig. You're still sleeping with a pig.
Wig on a pig. You're like, well, wig. I mean, that don't.
Oh,
really
here
do
we
that
go.
Much.
Now she's moving back in. Now it's an official like documentary.
Okay, so she's yeah,
complete
no. This
reality
is like
show
literally
now.
Everything in that you see on Netflix has already happened. So don't watch The Killer Things because you know those people exist and they wrote these movies based on actual events.
And now this stupid girl is like, oh, let me hug you. How have you been since I dumped you? Thanks for letting me move back in. How could you like this character? How?
Well, okay, in all fairness,
I've never even been
she
through
was
this and I'm so
using
upset.
Her friends and the roommate got mad and yeah. asked her how long she was going to be there. So she asked her ex-girlfriend if she can move back in because she didn't have anywhere to go.
You what know, do you mean, in all fairness? That just
no.
makes her look super terrible.
No, that was a joke.
I didn't get it. I was so frustrated. I was like, I'd be like, you're hugging me? Get away from me. Give me all your money.
In all fairness, she's just a piece of...
Yeah.
Right?
True. In all fairness. So now she's asking her out. They're having their little, like... You know when you're, like, asking people out and you're nervous and you're just like, so, what do you... Whatever. And then you're just like... turning in circles and you
it's
just,
been
like,
a really long time since
so
I was
fast and
nervous
up.
To ask someone out
because it's all online now
yeah.
You're not like nervous to send a text. What are you like you need
medication. Yeah, but I mean like normally you would be nervous when you finally meet in person and you're like, oh, like you're a little giddy and like whatever.
There
I,
are ways
I just,
to get over that.
It's been so long since that happened for me. I don't get nervous around anyone anymore.
Candace is a stalker. She has to be in control, and they never know she's there.
Yeah, I just stalk people. On
shout out to Greta.
And then
the
I go steal them from their date.
You know what?
Greta. We just watched Greta.
It
was
so
awful. Bad.
We fast-forwarded it. Don't judge us. We didn't watch the whole thing.
Even in fast-forward, though, it was kind of slow.
Yeah, it was too slow. I put it on 20, and I was like, 20X, and I'm falling asleep. Okay,
we
so
love you, Chloe.
So now they're going out. Chloe keeps sleeping with women, but, like, honestly, let them read your scripts. Someone needs
wow,
to read
you
your
hate
scripts.
Her so much that you just, like, talked over her entire scene.
I just watched Sophia, like, smile and flirt with her, and then I just imagined that Sophia's flirting with someone hot.
Like, Sophia could have just done the scene with herself, and they could have just shot it two times. Yeah. And she could have just been having a relationship
with herself. That's who I want to see Sophia with. Sophia.
Exactly. Now, the kissing, I guess, could you, like, film a mirror?
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be cool.
No, you could have a stunt double. Oh, my God.
I'm telling you.
Oh, that'd be so great. Genius. Okay, now she's like, I'm going on a date, and her stupid ex is like, so here, she's like, have fun. And then she's like, hey, can you clean up all your crap while I'm gone? And she's like, oh.
She's like,
okay.
Yeah, I guess.
Whoever wrote this is a lesbian.
And then she was like, don't act like you didn't ask for this. And she was like, yeah, I asked for this.
Have
chomp,
fun.
Chomp, chomp on her cereal alone, feeling sorry for herself.
Because Because she's only slept with two women and now she's going on a date. It's not fair. It really isn't fair.
I don't know.
These characters are awful. I'm feeling sorry for someone I'm unattracted to. That's how bad this is. I want her to get laid and I don't want to see it. Like, ugh, I'm so annoyed. Let's go to the bar. I like to go sit at the bar. Because you know why Sophia said that? Just so you know, if someone says that, and I've said that before, it's because the person you're with isn't that attractive and you're hoping the bartender's hot so you can flirt with somebody and get drunk and maybe that'll get you to have sex.
Has that happened to you?
She was okay. Like, she was attractive. But the bar, you know, she was attractive, but the bartender was smoking hot. And the girl that
as
I was with
bartenders
was like,
generally oh. are.
She was like, well, the girl was like pretty straight. And she was like, I love this bar. It's my favorite bar. And I was like, who takes their date to this bartender? I was like, damn, I'm so distracted. But I did think of the bartender later and it helps.
Yeah, I would have hit on the bartender. And I have hit on a bartender before, but it was like not, the date definitely wasn't going anywhere and I was bored and I was just like talking to her.
I feel weird about hitting on people at their work though a little bit.
I wasn't like asking her for her number, but you know, it was like more flirtatious with her than my date.
Yeah. Do you want to have another drink? Look at her. She's like totally holding onto her hand. Sophia Bush is on it. I wonder if there's
she's talking about how she was like, I've been fantasizing about you, like
in the bathroom.
Ever
I've
since
like
I
gotten
hired
off, like,
you
three times since we've been here.
I've been jerking off in the bathroom.
Oh my God, come help me, please. Okay, no, but what's great about this show, I didn't even know this because who cares? This show is improv.
Oh.
It's improvised. The show is improvised.
This show?
Yeah. They have like an outline. It's like Curb. So they have an outline, but these people are just like improvising their lines. Yes. So this is just Sophia Bush and how slutty
she is. So basically our entire plan for all of our movies is already being done by everybody.
Yeah.
It's just not done as well.
Well, that's because there's one unattractive one still. Sorry, plain Jane, pretty one, whatever you want to call her. It's weird working with someone so long and not knowing where they live. Way to improvise. Do you want some tequila?
She said you wanted tequila.
Oh my God. I'm Sophia and I want to meet Sophia.
We all want to meet Sophia. And Sophia does not exist. She is a fantasy. What does she have, like a husband and like five kids in real life? Really though,
that's a sore subject because Chad Michael Murray like cheated on her and like broke her heart. We don't need to talk about that.
I didn't
it was super
know
awkward. They still
did
had to film together.
Were they together?
Yes. I thought you watched One Tree Hill.
I did.
Wow.
Okay,
now they're making out. Thinking about Bachelor Weeks.
We've been thinking about The Bachelor.
Oh, I know. Like that's. I heard Bachelor Weeks because we've been watching The Bachelor.
We like The Bachelorette, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, man. If it was a lesbian one, that'd be hot. I think she's pretty.
Yeah, if it was Sophia Bush. Maybe she is single.
I meant the actual Bachelorette. Like, you would watch a lesbian one with her, wouldn't you?
With who? Oh, with that girl?
Yeah,
Hannah
B.
Of course.
Yeah.
I watch it with like anyone.
Totally.
I'm just like so desperate to watch lesbians.
Don't
stuff.
Say anyone. We know.
No,
that's
just
not true.
Anyone hot.
Yeah.
All the bachelorettes are usually attractive at
yeah.
least. Don't talk about it. Don't say it. This is not just the podcast.
Okay,
so now her ex-girlfriend is texting her. Oh, let me guess.
Oh my God, she's texting her like mile-long text messages.
So rude.
She
so
knows.
Rude.
She, this has happened to me before when I was hooking up with somebody else and then my ex was like texting me.
Because they can smell it. They can smell it. Attention.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever stopped with you to like read text messages?
No, but I wouldn't care. I'd be like, that's cool. Just read them. Read them to me. And totally cool.
Okay. They're like, they're from my mom. You're like, ooh, let's FaceTime her.
Is your mom like a show? Yeah, no, it wouldn't bother me. Everyone is so distracted by everything nowadays. I don't take it personally.
It's true. It's true.
And if they were like, my ex is texting me, I'd be like, ooh, really? You know, I'd find it hot.
God, Sophia Bush's character doesn't exist. Like, this other girl is so messed up. She's gross. She's gross.
No.
And Sophia's then she's like does, so understanding.
Okay, this is how she does exist, because her husband's out of town. And she's like, it's totally cool.
That's right.
It's totally cool. Like, just
how did I not know that? I've totally slept with that person.
Whenever you want, girl.
I'm totally down. Like, I'm super flexible when my husband's out of town.
And this is so gay. Like, it feels like a third person. It's like, who cares?
No, yeah, a guy would never know. That just, like, ended. Okay, what happened was she just ends up with that horrible Chase. I think her name is Chase. The pretty black girl who sucks. And she goes back to her.
She did not sleep with Sophia Bush.
Which, like you said, is the most unrealistic part of the show. Honestly.
She was like, I feel like there's three people in the room and I just want it to be just us. And it was like,
Sophia Bush said that?
Okay. No, Sophia was so cool.
I know. She was like, yeah, whatever, girl. You want to invite your girl over? I'm down with that. Like, Sophia Bush was the coolest freaking character ever.
And in all reality, Sophia Bush time, because she's just like, whatever.
Sophia Bush would never even have an opening. Yeah. She wouldn't have an opening for that girl. She'd be too
and
busy.
And the fact like, that she did with a bunch and of she models. Blew it, yeah, that was her only chance.
Yeah, to be with, well, I don't know. She was also punching with that pretty black girl who was like wanting to cheat on her. Whatever.
Okay, but she went back to the other girl and then went home, and then they had their whole little moment where they weren't talking.
Which was so dumb.
But they were just like cuddling on the couch, which was like prime codependency. Like, even though you abused me and treated me like crap, I'm still coming home to you. And like, we're just gonna keep doing this. It was kind of like really depressing.
No, it was really realistic, and I don't like that. I like a little mix of the two.
Yeah, we like fantasies. And, no, you know? I like fantasy.
Yeah,
we well, only like fantasy.
I don't want anime. I want real characters, okay, like well, human beings. Well, okay, but I do want the rest of it to be fantasy. I agree. All right, so we love you guys. We will see you next time. Bye.